How are we going to start this?
Well, we're sitting on our living room floor.
Yeah, we have a change of scenery today. Tanner's decided he doesn't like chairs.
Nope.
So we're on the floor. Taylor is currently trying to get Luna to speak into the microphone, and it's not working.
Speak, Luna.
Speak.
Here, put a sock in her mouth. If you put a sock in her mouth, she'll go...
Then she acts like a full-on crazy dog. She just is... It's like she loses all sense of anything logical when she has something in her mouth.
She gets funny.
She's like... Oh, there she's trying to go for the microphone.
Thank you.
She turns into full-on hunting dog, I think, at that point. Hunting dog. Like she's trying to go after something.
I agree.
All righty. So, how's everybody doing today?
Oh, just the best ever.
Can't wait to eat my chicken. Sorry. Can't wait to eat my chicken.
Taylor's on a chicken, like, crave right now.
Yeah.
She's the only one of us humans that actually can eat out, so she's going to go to an actual restaurant.
Guess where I went last night.
Where?
McDonald's.
Are you serious?
I am physically ill. I forgot to eat dinner, so I had a Happy Meal.
Okay, so this is not today's episode, but there will be a future episode where we talk about our diet and the impact of our diet and why we do it, why we eat the way we eat, and anxiety and depression, all of that. So
everyone just uninstalled their podcast.
It's important.
Never mind, I don't want to say that.
Okay, so anyway, we're not going to talk about diet and stuff today, but I do think that's important because a lot of the questions we've been getting asked, Tanner, is how you've dealt with your anxiety and depression.
Mm-hmm.
And your diet, I think, is a large part of that. So I do think we need to talk about it. So
I would agree.
This is frustrating.
Yeah, what are you trying to do? Because I can hear you.
I'm trying to get comfortable and it's not working.
Yeah, you need to figure that out because every time you move, we can hear it.
Yep.
It's bumping around and it's really annoying. Okay, so we are going to start over.
Yes.
Are you kidding?
Actually, probably not. I'll leave in a bunch of that other crap before, but now we've got Taylor's microphone situated. For those of you that don't know, I just edited out about 3 minutes of ridiculousness. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. 3 minutes? Oh,
yeah,
no.
Maybe more.
And I'm your host, Rob Dyrdek.
See, the reality is I'm supposed to leave all that in because it's supposed to be the real Brungarts, but I think somebody might want to gouge their ears out.
I think
that
was just really obnoxious. So
if they listen to what?
If they listen to you, like, I don't know, rustling your microphone around, trying to get the basket under it, like that. Stop. See, I have a strong aversion to oddball noises.
ASMR.
Rose is walking in the middle of everything.
This is where video would be kind of helpful because it's super funny right now. Our dogs are the single most needy beings on the planet. Like, they have to be in the room with one of us. And if they're in the room, they prefer to be sitting on one of us.
You know what? You know what?
What?
I'm going to recommend that we get into it.
Okay.
I second that motion.
Okay, here's the other real truth about the podcast is when you have four people in a room, you're not always all four in a good mood. This is not one of my good mood days. I'm a little frustrated.
Well, maybe you should just chill out because I'm chilling.
You're in a great mood. Last week you were bitchy.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, for once. So.
Who caused it?
You.
Points to me. Anyways, for once, me and Taylor are in a good place.
Yeah,
here.
And Tanner and I are over here slightly annoying.
Okay, well, if you would get started, we'd get this over.
Yeah, that's why I'm annoyed.
Okay, so jump into it. Okay.
We don't know the topic.
The topic that was left off from last week was, has YouTube, Tanner's YouTube career, brought us closer together as a family or made us more distant?
Oh. Yes. See you next week.
I think the idea is to elaborate. This is long form discussion.
Yes to both. Good night. Just kidding. Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start with, who are we starting with today? On why you feel that way.
I don't know.
So far, I've got two yeses. Tristan, do you agree that it's brought us closer together?
We said yes to both. Yeah. It has got us farther apart and closer. That was the joke.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I missed the joke.
You ask an either or question and you say yes
to both, and then you're confused.
Yeah. Wow. Good job.
Okay. Well,
you're ready
anyways.
To watch some memes.
Okay. Yeah.
Luna, lay down.
Okay. So, Tanner, how has YouTube brought us closer together and or made us more distant?
Well, overall, probably brought us closer together because we've had to go through the good and the bad times together. And it sounds sarcastic, but yeah, Your turn or mine?
Well,
I'm confused.
You stopped talking.
She was trying to fill the dead space.
You know, you get mad at me for not talking. I talk, and you get mad at me. So what am I supposed to do?
Don't you dare.
Look how sad she looks.
Okay.
See, sure. Taylor before YouTube wasn't like this. She's changed. She wasn't so snippy.
No, actually, I was like 12.
That was just puberty. Now she's a raging ass sometimes. Literally. But yeah, it separated us in the sense that Taylor and I were like really close. And then now we're still close, but we used to like get along more and we've had fights.
I think
Taylor
those...
and I used to never fight. And then she's like,
I don't want to be in your video. And I'm like, I need a video. And then she's like, fuck you.
Well, I think some of those fights may have come no matter whether you were doing YouTube or just being her teenage brother. They would have just manifested in different
ways. Tanner, don't record me.
No.
What?
It would have been more along the lines of, hey, Tanner, can you take me for a ride somewhere? No. Why would I do that? Like,
see,
I'm
this
go be
is why
friends.
We have Tristan.
Right. Because Tristan's always willing to go
now
somewhere.
Now I can drive myself.
Always, really?
More, maybe not always.
Guess
not
where
always,
you're going today.
No, I'm more likely to do it than you.
Chicken!
Yeah, I'm
He's
taking
got
her to
you
go
there.
Get the chicken.
Yeah, because I'm not doing that. Taylor has a car now anyway, so...
Yeah, that's she's only going to go by herself.
Okay.
She's Mom not... doesn't want me to drive.
Let's go straight to Taylor.
Okay, Taylor. How has it brought us closer together or... Oh, gosh, the hand gestures. I don't really wish this was recorded sometimes.
Or further apart. Taylor, you can take it away. I didn't see what they were doing, but... Luna,
come here.
Any random giggles you hear right now have to do with Taylor entertaining herself with the dog. Just FYI. Okay, Taylor. Question, please.
I didn't have friends for a fat minute like I did, but I didn't.
Yeah, during the YouTube time.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go back and fill in the listeners on how, really, really how all of this went down. Christmas of 2015, almost 3 years ago now, that's crazy to think about, Tanner told me, I quote, I'm going to get serious about my YouTube channel. And within a couple months, his goal for January 2016 was to have 3,000 subscribers by the end of 2016. That's what he put in his goal video. By April, he had 5,000 subscribers. By May, he had 10,000 subscribers. And that's when the trajectory just kind of launched.
Then by, say, September, October, he had 600,000
September
subscribers.
19th, I hit 1,000,000.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to say, he hit 100K in July.
Okay, then
and
the
then,
summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, did you not listen to my Juke Squad diss track? 1,000,000 in a summer or something. I don't know the rest, actually.
Is that still
Five
on your channel?
On YouTube in 6 months.
No,
never
I deleted it.
Before.
Took it down. Darn it.
Past
anyway.
All the competition, man.
PewDiePie is next.
Okay, that's well, sad. I'm done now.
We do listen to too much YouTube.
Popping in all these checks.
Anyways.
But
he might pass PewDiePie, but he's never going to pass T-Series.
Yeah, well, T-Series,
good
like
luck,
you said,
Jake.
Has an unfair Sub-bot. Advantage. But anyway... So in 2016, so 2 years ago, Tanner's channel just kind of started skyrocketing. So we were just this normal Kansas family. And then that summer, we have people from Hollywood calling us and emailing us saying they wanted to interview Tanner, needed him to come to California. And everything just kind of went crazy. That fall, Taylor started eighth grade. So it would have been fall of 2016. So for 1 year... She was in regular school, and Tanner, you had stopped going to school by that point, right? You would have been a sophomore, but you would have been a junior.
Yeah, I would have been a junior.
Yeah. That summer of 2016 was basically all about Tanner trying to prove to me that he could make more, that basically public school was a liability, that he could make more money and do better in life through YouTube than through public school. So by the end of summer 2016, he had... in fact convinced me of that, and I allowed him to do online school in that year. So that kind of set the stage for our family dynamic definitely changing. Tristan had graduated in May. Tanner was now doing online school, and so Taylor was the only one in traditional school. So we had to work around traveling, had to work around Taylor's schedule, and slowly but surely her life was changing in the public school setting, because all of a sudden she was quote unquote Tanner's brother or brother. She was quote unquote Tanner's sister. Sorry. Rather than just being Taylor, she was Tanner's sister. And I don't think she found that to be, at first I think it was okay. Like she just was, it was no big deal. But then that whole thing took on a life of its own. So fast forward a little bit more, summer of 2017. How many subscribers did you have by then?
Summer 2017?
Yeah.
I don't know. 2.
2 million or more?
Yeah.
Okay. And at that point, Tanner's YouTube... Okay, she's got to sit down. It's not going to work. Luna, sit.
Take this. Can you hear her?
Yeah, so you can hear all the rustling around and it doesn't work.
Lay down, Luna.
We're gonna have to start getting dog sitters for whenever we're recording the podcast.
Dom's here, but he's asleep.
Well, he had a rough night. He had no sleep. Anyway, so summer of 2017 was probably the height of Tanner's YouTube income and career and busyness, per se. I mean, we were traveling all the time.
She found it.
I'm about to lose it.
Oh no.
Sit. Wow.
She sat immediately.
Continue.
Think you can get her to sit just like that?
She'll start barking.
Yeah.
She's pissed now. Why does she want it so bad?
Just let her have it. Who cares?
What is it?
It's a phone holder thing.
Are you ever going to use it again, Taylor?
No.
Then fucking give it to her.
Just make sure she doesn't swallow it. That's all they care about. It's all right. Just let her
chew
on
it. Throw it in
the trash. If she starts.
Yeah, she can chew on it. It's okay.
Okay.
So how are you guys doing?
I'm chilling.
I'm frustrated.
Yep.
Should we start from the beginning?
No, because I don't want to start over, but it would probably make more sense.
No, continue where we were.
So by summer 2017, Taylor had finally finished her eighth grade year. And at that point was actually really frustrated by the fact that every time she was a cheerleader, so every time she would go to an event at an away game, somebody would come up to her, "You're Tanner's sister." And then there would be pictures. And considering, like we've talked about a lot, she's not a big fan of being in the limelight. That was a frustration. So she decided in the fall of her freshman year to start doing online school. And that actually helped us continue just to travel as a family. So on the one hand, 2017 was actually one of my favorite years. We traveled so much together as a foursome.
I agree.
Yeah. And yeah. But
okay, Taylor, you were mad stressed all the time because you were dealing with homework and you just hated that aspect.
I hated online school with a burning passion.
That is where the majority of you going came from.
Right. Yeah, because it completely, I lost my first semester of freshman year, first semester of high school. I didn't get to cheer. I didn't ever get to see any of my friends, which means I grew apart from them, and I hated it. I also ruined my 4.0 GPA with online school.
Yeah, because she has an 89.3%, and they wouldn't round that up. And she literally finished half a semester of online school in 2 weeks.
Because I was so annoyed with online school that I quit doing it for a month, and I don't do that.
Yeah, so I look at 2017, and I think, you know, I think of driving in a rental car down the highway in LA. And, you know, a lot of times Quentin would go with us or Dylan. There was always, a lot of the time, there was someone else with us. And it was just fun. I just remember a lot of laughing and just seeing new things and meeting new people and doing things that I just genuinely enjoy. But the undercurrent of that was Tanner's anxiety and stress was at an all-time high. And Taylor was missing out on a key part of her life, you know. So there was this just really, really weird dynamic. And so on the one hand, it brought the four of us together because that's all we had that was consistent was the four of us. But it's kind of been like that ever since I got divorced. You know, I've been a single mom for 13 and a half years. We've done everything together as a family. So that, in a sense, mainly just kind of got magnified. But the individual struggles that came from Tanner's fame and our being in the limelight was handled differently by each person. And in that sense, I think it definitely made life harder overall. So the whole experience has been definitely a positive and negative at the same time. And I wish there was a way to fully get that across to people, but I don't know how other than to say that it's been good and bad. But the reality is everybody's life is good and bad. There's just different things that happen to them, and this just happens to be our story. The thing that I think that's unique about our story, though, is that we have a story that I think most people would go after and view as the, you know, the epitome of life. And I think we're here to tell you that that's just not necessarily the case. Anyway, so I guess the short answer, that's my take on it. Tristan, do you have anything else to add as far as the being closer or more distant?
Well, in terms, let me think. I would say, at least for me and Tanner specifically, and especially in like later 2017, him and I got a lot closer. Like, we were hanging out pretty much every night, and that's kind of what we do now still. I mean, we were like, I guess we were all kind of quote unquote further apart when he moved to California.
Yeah, but I still carry you on Fortnite, and it is so painful.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten any
You're miserable at the game.
I'm
so
sorry.
And I'm not part of this because I have other stuff to do, prior obligations.
Indeed, that is. No, well, when I get home from work is when we hang out and you're asleep.
Exactly. Yeah. Because I have to go to school.
But I think for the most part, it brought us all closer together. I mean,
correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the four of us are as close as a family as a family can be, with also recognizing that we're all four individuals,
yeah,
and have to do our own individual thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Unless we're going to live together till we're 80, which might be weird.
No, sorry. Maybe you three, I guess, but we'll I'm see. Leaving.
Love you too.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I get a new car, I'll just park it in my mom's house. I'll live in my mom's basement, and I see no reason to ever leave, honestly.
One of these days when you have a wife, I think she'll disagree.
Yeah, literally it'll be when I get married, so like 6 years.
Yeah.
Not kidding.
That's totally fine. I don't want to be alone anyway, so here we are. Okay. On that note, I feel like we've answered that question. Does that cover it?
Yes. I'd say, I mean, like, there was some stuff that kind of drove a wedge between some of us and some of, like, the high-stress situations, but I think, like, overall as a whole, it brought us closer together, like, in the end result.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a fair representation. So, okay. I've been listening to a lot of the voicemails and feedback and so forth that we've been getting online and through Anchor, and which, if you would, all you guys that are listening, if you can share this podcast and let people know what we're talking about, we would greatly appreciate that. Subscribe, all that kind of stuff. But know that we are listening to the voicemails. Can't possibly answer all of them because there are a lot, but we appreciate them. One of the overwhelming questions has been, Tanner, how did you get started on YouTube? What is the key to YouTube? Is there one? Nobody has specifically asked if there's one specific, you know,
secret
per se, but I guess in general, could you explain how you found success on YouTube? Your secret sauce of YouTube.
My, I do recall formula.
You saying that if you could put on another face, you could do it all over again. How would you do it? What would be the steps to take?
Well, that's the thing. Back in the day, I feel like it really took a certain personality and talent/skill of being able to connect with people to build that meaningful relationship between you and the viewer, and to have them so interested no matter what you were doing, they were going to come back for every video. And whenever I started and I was doing flips, I had the people that like flips and I had the people that liked us as a family and the vlog content. And I was managing to get all the people that liked flips to come back and watch the vlogs, and all the people that like the vlogs come back and watch the flips in the vlogs, and not just, like, you know, avoid those videos. They were all getting like a pretty steady amount of views. But now in the present, I sincerely feel that you could do what a lot of YouTubers do starting out, which is make an interesting thumbnail, make a clickbaity thumbnail. It's got to be controversial. Say, let's think of a viral video right now, shall we?
What even is one? I haven't even been paying attention. Well, just when something
trends.
Well,
here. Like, there's these channels that make, like, animations, and it's like, how KSI saved Logan Paul's career because he had him in the fight, and everybody was distracted from hating Logan. Like, and this channel was just explaining the obvious that everyone knew. Like, they already knew the situation. This channel didn't bring anything new, but that got recommended everywhere. Like, it doesn't matter. No one knows who was saying the stuff. It was just some present clickbait BS. And as I see that now, I get like frustrated because I'm like, that doesn't deserve that.
I feel like is I don't feel like YouTube today is like what it was 3 years ago when, or 2.5, 3 years ago, whatever it was when you took off, because I feel like
it used to be funny.
Well, as a platform, I feel like it's a computer algorithm, hands down, that's what it is. And now it seems to promote more Hollywood based things. It doesn't.
Yeah, it used to not be an AI system that runs everything. It used to be people.
Right.
And that's how things got recommended. So it was like good, funny videos would get you recommended and what you actually cared about. And now I see so much stuff, and so does everybody else, that they don't care about. And I seriously think PewDiePie is the only YouTuber right now that's like keeping that old YouTube in him. Like, he's so funny, and I can watch him all day because he doesn't have to, because he's not desperately trying to keep his viewers. He's just being himself. Like, he's just doing whatever. And that's what I, like, for a while, I was like doing anything I could to keep my numbers up, and he doesn't care. And now I don't care. And I think the people that don't care about their numbers are the most entertaining, funny people. And the most real,
because they're the most genuine, and they're not after a statistic. They're more after.
Yep, I've already had statistics. I don't give a shit. So if you want to be famous, just go ahead and clickbait, and you'll get there. It's not too hard. Or if you're a girl, just pull down your shirt a little bit and go on Instagram and take a picture.
So sad.
Yeah, well, it's true. Or you can go on the Snapchat Explore, because, well, if you're a girl that has tits, then you can be on Snapchat Explore, like. They get hundreds of thousands of views, and it's just normal girls that post erotic pictures.
God, that's scary, honestly, that's where our society has gone.
I don't see any guys in my Snapchat looking hot with a bunch of their abs out because, well.
Because you're a guy and you're not seeing that. The girls are probably seeing that.
Sorry, my mic fell over.
We have a lot of that going on. I don't think this floor setup is going to work in the future.
Hey, we're chilling.
No, my bad.
You know why that stuff does well? Because it's clickbait. And then if you add a celebrity, and it's a celebrity's tits, oh, it's a whole new level of clickbait. Imagine I make a video tomorrow like, I saw Kate Upton's tits in person, and I got to lick them. It was awesome.
Ew.
Million views.
Oh, nice.
She's married, and she just had a kid, actually. See, November 7th.
I feel like, okay.
It was mine.
Stop. I don't know that I'm... Really, I'm stumbling on my words. I don't feel like there is a key anymore to YouTube because...
Definitely not anymore.
No, exactly.
It's a horrible contest of who can be the most outrageous. It doesn't matter. And yeah, there's still some people bringing good content to the table, but there's some people that are bringing like movie or TV show level quality, and then most people can't compete with that. Then they get like super demotivated. They're like, well, all I have is my phone to film. And it's like a kid with his iPhone doing whatever a kid with his phone does, like, isn't gonna get the recognition.
I feel like there's so much noise in the world that it's something is changing or going to have to change or something. When I was a kid, there were three stations, 10, 12, and 3. And the news stations were held to a high standard. They weren't going to put something on there unless they sourced it and figured out if it was true. But now there are so many sources of entertainment. Social media literally didn't exist. Think about this. But I want all three of you to think about this for real. 7-8 years ago, social media did not exist, right?
It was beast.
It didn't exist.
I mean,
now
it did, but it was like,
okay,
not
10 years ago.
Level.
Go back to where it didn't exist. Okay.
She's saying she's not counting MySpace or like. The beginning
hey,
of
just
Facebook.
Continue.
I
right.
Don't know. Okay, well, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, it wasn't a daily thing.
No.
Now, think about how many hours in a day you personally devote to some form of social media. Okay? Now, that time used to be spent by humans doing other things. So just imagine how many things are now going away because social media is a thing. Imagine the, you know, the skating rinks, the drive-in movie theaters, all of those kinds of things. They're going away.
All the meaningful things.
Yeah, all the things that
family
would bring
dinners.
Yeah, would bring a family together. They're going away. And so then you look at that situation and it's, there's so much stuff. Netflix, Hulu, regular TV, cable TV, YouTube, Instagram, Snapchat. There's all these different places where people are just trying and
Twitter,
trying and trying.
Facebook, yeah. TikTok.
Everybody's trying to get noticed. So then it's, I look at it and it's like, it's maddening because how do you find any kind of calm in that sea of crazy?
You don't find any calm because even if you do make it, you're going to go more crazy because then you've got to compete with these other people and you've got to keep it up and you've got to keep trucking along.
Yeah.
And that's why I read Alan Watts. And that's why when I do spend 2 hours a day on YouTube, it's watching lectures of philosophers and psychologists and learning how to improve my life for myself, not comparing myself to Jake Paul because he got 500,000 more views than me in my vlog in a certain amount of hours, and now I'm disappointed because I should be living up to a percentage standard of me versus him, and like that's how I used to be.
Yeah.
And that's how so many people are.
My week now consists of, now that I'm back into my career and doing that, obviously that's something I do generally from 8 to 5. Sometimes it varies depending on what I have going on with Tanner's merch shop or with, you know, whatever. But the priority of the week is always, okay, what cheer event does Taylor have? That's going to be something I'm absolutely going to be doing. What's going on with my career? I mean, what I put on Instagram, if you look at my account, it's quite sad. I hardly ever post. Those kinds of things are just literally non-existent in my level of priority. And what's really crazy is I think most people would think that we, especially Tanner, hit the epitome of what somebody would go after. And the response to it was, okay, this is brutal. And I need to find some better, a higher purpose in life or more meaning than just the numbers.
Yeah.
So.
And a lot of people would be like, oh, well, I could have the numbers and the meaning.
Yeah.
You know, I could do it all. I could work it out. It's just, it's like people that saying, well, if I won the lottery, I'd be smart with my money, you know? Like, I'd be the one person that didn't get killed or ruin their life or go to prison or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the statistics don't lie.
But when you talk about the key to YouTube, I think it lies in the same key that there is in entertainment and making it big in any entertainment genre. I think it's an extreme amount of hard work. The amount of hours that Tanner put in, no one will ever understand, you know, the editing, the stress, all that kind of stuff. I don't think I could possibly put it into words. But as Tanner's manager said, too, there has to be the perfect storm. There has to be something, there was something in you that people related to. And that's just not anything that you can teach. So just like a person can audition for... let me back up. How many people do you know personally that have amazing, beautiful voices, singing voices?
Like one.
Couple. Okay, so let's see. All four of us each know one or two people that have amazing voices. Like they could easily be superstars. Why aren't they? You know?
Because just like the lottery and the lottery of life, there has to be losers.
Well, and there has to be an element of luck.
Or
if
maybe
they
don't want to be.
Right, but I think a lot of people would say that they do want to be, you know, if they're chasing a singing career. There was an element of luck in my becoming a real estate appraiser, and it's an industry that's very hard to get into. I had to find a supervisor. Long story short, they're hard to find. There was an element of luck in that. I would never want to belittle Tanner's success in saying that it was all luck, because it definitely was not all luck, but there was an element of luck in it.
It was a mixture of everything.
YouTube had changed its algorithm, per the people that we know in California that have told us this, to allow new channels like yours to have the potential of getting great. Now, very few people were able to turn that into a career like you were, but that opened the door enough to where you could. So to the people out there that it consistent, like Tanner had over 100 videos up on his channel before he got any kind of traction. So I always find it kind of comical if people come up to us and say, I've got three videos. I don't understand why they're not taken off. Like, dude, you had over 100. You mm-hmm. put in so many hours before you ever had any expectation from it.
Well, it's how bad do you want it?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I can tell you don't want it that bad.
But what's like, sad
even
is...
if you do, you don't.
Right, but you can still want it that bad, and you can put those 100 videos up and still never take off, and there will never be any way for us to explain that. And that's the hard reality of the entertainment industry.
It's a hard reality of life in general.
Yeah, exactly. So
you could make 100 paintings and have them all and wait for your one big one so everybody would go after your other ones that are now valuable.
Yeah.
But there's tons of artists that don't.
So the key, quote unquote, to YouTube would be to make attractive thumbnails, be something that is interesting, and work hard every day, be consistent, upload every day at the same time, have a theme, have a talent. Your flipping talent definitely got you somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then hope and pray that it works out, because at some point it's out of your control.
Yeah.
Completely.
But I feel bad giving advice to kids that will take it.
I know.
Because then they're just going to, like, they're going to get older and be like, wow.
Okay, so my bigger advice, and I think my kids would all agree with me, is find your happiness outside of social media.
Yep.
Would you
mostly
agree?
Because, well, social media is not the real world. Find your happiness in the real world, the present moment that's going on right now, everything that's happening.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can chase a career and whatever you want to do, like YouTube or whatever, but if that's all you're doing and you're not focusing on what else is happening around you right now, then there's no point, and you're just going to fall into a hole that you can't get out of.
Yeah. Taylor, what's the best part of your life right now?
Why?
Because. I'm just curious.
I don't know.
Because of the four of us, you're probably most disconnected from social media. So what is it that makes you happy?
I might be
not social media
more disconnected at this point. I get on Snapchat twice a day. I get on YouTube and that's it, but it's just videos that I'm interested in. I get on Instagram once a day, twice a day. Hardly ever get on Twitter. I hate Twitter.
Do you ever feel like you're being 16 now because you didn't get to be 16 2 years ago? Because I feel
maybe,
like,
yeah, because
I feel like
I'm,
that's what you're doing.
I'm really allowing myself to be ridiculous, like to be unproductive, because I can, and that's what I want to do.
Yeah. Which is so opposite of what you've done in the past, which is why it's kind of, you know,
hard for you to watch.
It is hard for me to watch, but I don't want to be like pushing you to do what you did. What you did was nobody ever would have expected. So I don't want to push that, but it's,
hey, I know what's weird. Best for me, man.
Yeah. I mean, you do what you got to do, but
which is Fortnite.
Okay, unless you get a supercar, and then that might be a little different. You may have to rearrange your priorities again.
Eh. Doubtful.
We'll see. So, Taylor never answered my question.
What?
What is your best thing about your life right now?
Friends?
Hmm?
Any specifics, or are you just going to be vague as shit?
What do you want? What specifics do you want? Do you want me to tell you their names? Because I'm not going to.
No, I guess that was my point, I guess, is just human interaction. It's not how many followers you have on Instagram or anything like that. So.
No, I posted on Instagram on my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Hated it.
Why?
It was awful.
Why?
Because I don't know how to explain it. It was terrible. Never doing it again.
Why? Because were you reading what the comments were?
People were back.
They didn't forget.
Okay, explain that though, because I feel like a lot of
she
people
hates
listen-
unwarranted attention,
yeah,
from people
I don't,
she doesn't know.
I don't like attention.
I know, but most people are just trying to be nice.
Oh no, I wasn't like, ew, gross, go away, but I was like, yeah, go away, you know.
Yeah.
I posted a picture.
She doesn't like people who she doesn't know. No. And that's in real life too.
Like, it's no, well, yeah. Everybody, they wish me happy birthday and all this stuff.
It's like whenever
super, we'll, hey, shut up. Super, super nice. But mm-hmm. then I'm like,
is it because you feel bad because you can't possibly reach out to all of them and be to them what they would want you to be?
No.
So you're just mean?
Is that no, okay, no. But like, it's the same thing. Okay, like, say you have a friend over, like one of yours or okay. something, and it's on Taylor's birthday, and they're like, "Oh wow, happy birthday, Taylor!" She's gonna be like, "Okay, thanks. Don't know who the hell you are, but this is weird. Awesome, I appreciate it."
Oh well, it's here's my thing. I don't understand why.
Why they people, care?
No, like why they look up to me or anything. Like I don't do anything. They. This is the closest they get to
it's
my
It's because you've got a magical coat of fame, Taylor.
Which means nothing. They don't even know what I'm actually like.
Yep, but they've got that little preconceived
little
idea.
Snippet of me yeah. covering mm-hmm. my face, telling a joke, and then...
Okay, so to all those people that look up to you, which this is ironic because we want people to listen to the podcast, but yet we
go away.
But we want people to have their own lives. So what I want for people is for them to find their own meaning. And I can listen to other podcasts that talk about life experiences and gain help and knowledge from them. And I find that useful. That's far better than watching somebody jump off of 5 stories of scaffolding into a pool. Love you, but that's
you're stupid.
If you're comparing the two pieces of content.
Man.
So Taylor, from those kids that are telling you happy birthday and just being nice, what would you tell them to go do with their day?
Thank you for telling me happy birthday. Do what you want. I don't know.
So did you feel like you were trying to bring attention to yourself that you didn't want to by posting
here,
on Instagram?
Hey, I got your answer. You tell them to go ahead and use that time to brainstorm a great gift for their friend's birthday coming up that's really going to connect them and their friend because they care about their friend. I think that's a little bit more useful than, happy birthday, girl, that I know, but you don't know me, and blah, 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 I think I know.
Yeah.
Like, literally, since I'm over the numbers and my life has changed in a good way after I've been reading and learning, I'm going to use the audience that I have for good, for information, to get points across, to inspire them to change their own lives for the better. Because there's so many miserable people. Are miserable because, not because they are born that way, it's just because that's what they've become through the world, the way it is right now. They're just so miserable. I went to New Orleans with Dom, and we stayed at these people's houses, and there was this girl, and she told me how she had been depressed for the last, like, 3 years, and I don't want to go into detail, but she had been into, like, self-harm and stuff, but I had, like, an hour-long talk with her in the car, and I told her basically everything that I had come to realize and come to know over the last month. And I gave her some book ideas, and she just ordered them off Amazon. And I know that she has the power to change her life, but she was just so miserable the day I met her and the day I left. She just seemed already so much better. And that's what I want to do with the power I have left as a final, like, stride of good intention.
And I think that's a good thing to be doing. And that's, I guess, what I hope people get out of this. I worry so much about what people think of us, and I really, really shouldn't, because that is such a waste of time, because you're never going to please.
Read The Wisdom of Insecurity. You'll stop caring.
Yeah, they probably think I'm mean, because whenever we elaborate on this stuff, we just kind of never finish it. And get left on, go
let
away.
Let me elaborate on what I feel like it is with Taylor,
okay.
Like hating it. She posts something about her birthday, and everybody swarms, giving her all this praise and attention.
That I don't deserve.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, she doesn't feel like she's done anything significant to garner any type of attention or praise from anybody.
Because I haven't.
And then all of a sudden, everyone's just, like, bowing down in the comments section for whatever reason. So it makes sense.
I know. I guess from a mother's standpoint, though, Taylor, I see where you're coming from, but I look at it like you are a young, vibrant, fun girl that doesn't cave into peer pressure. You're not 16 going on 25. You don't sit there and put on gobs of makeup and act like you're all this and that.
Why in the heck would I that much effort. No, thank you.
I know. And that's why I think people relate to you, because you're so down to earth and you aren't an attention seeking person. So therefore they respect that. So it's such a complex situation, because it sounds like you're sitting there, don't contact me for my birthday. But you don't mean it in a hateful way. It's just like, you don't get why anybody would care. But the fact that you are like that, it's just like the One Direction song. You don't know you're beautiful.
It's called What Makes You Beautiful.
What makes you beautiful. Okay. But that's that same concept. It's like, you don't understand why people find you appealing. Yes, Tanner's celebrity is what brought you initial attention, but it's your personality that people...
They don't even know my real personality.
They know you more than what you think.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because, I mean, Tanner's had you in the videos enough, and you've been on this podcast. There's enough of you out there for people to at least make a judgment on who they think you are.
Don't judge me.
If they're judging
that's
you in a positive...
That's not your place.
But if it's in a positive light, then what's the problem?
It's not their place.
If there's something out there, then everybody's going to have an opinion on it. So, anyway. So, Tanner, don't you feel like people know her or feel that they know her in some way, and that's why they do that?
Yeah, turns out people are smarter than you think. They can see through the little things you do on the channel, on the podcast, little things you say. They can understand where you're coming from and what kind of person you are. We're not the only intelligent humans. I'm pretty sure there's more out there.
Oh, no, really?
I think just at your core that you're so much like your dad, in the sense that, like, you're just not a people person. And you get unnerved by attention. Like, your dad does not seek out talking to people. That's why he's barely been on Tanner's channel. He's a very, very private person. And I think that's just at the core who you are. But I think there's a whole lot of people in the world that relate to that, and that's why they...
And I'm a weird mix.
You are a weird mix. Yeah.
I have to find that balance, because I used to have, whenever I'd meet a bunch of people at the mall, I'd leave and I'd think, oh, what'd they think of me? Was I funny enough? Was I nice enough? Did I hold myself correctly talking to them? Did I answer their questions and solve their problems? Which is, it would used to just be on my mind the rest of the day and ruin my day. And I'd come home and I'd sit in my room and just think about it. And now if I meet some people, you know, I take a picture and I'm like, okay. And it doesn't cross my mind the rest of the day, which is what I've always wanted it to be like.
Yeah.
Because thank you, Alan Watts. I live in the moment now. I don't sit there and think and dwell.
Well, and the other thing that's kind of cool, that if, you know, you have fans that started with you from day one, and then, you know, they come and go, they do whatever. But I really hope that the people paying attention to us and you specifically now will see you transition into an adult and what you want to do with that. So many people, it's kind of disheartening when people are like, oh my God, I want the old Tanner back. It's like, well, you want him to be 15 forever? That'd be a little creepy. You know,
they just want the me that entertains them the most, that benefits them the most.
Yeah.
People would be like, you used to live in a big mansion and you had an RA, and now look at you, you're rotting in your mom's basement. Like, you're falling. Like, I feel so bad for him. Yeah. I'm like, and...
Let me just tell you.
I just can't even, like...
The dynamic of you being in your mom's basement. I'm sorry, people. That's just the way things are supposed to be. There was nothing more awkward for me personally than living in a mansion that was being paid for by my kid, because... Newsflash, I had always been quite successful. So to have people even think for a second that I needed to be supported by my child was annoying. And whether or not they thought that, that's how it felt. And then Tanner wanted to give us all of that, wanted the big house. He wanted, you know, to have achieved all of that, and he did. But then once he did, the weight of it is nothing that a 16 or 17-year-old should have to carry for any length of time.
Nope.
So I, you know, I went along with the house because he so badly wanted it. And, you know, a lot of what we were doing, honestly, was just reacting to life. It was really hard to to have a game plan when life was coming at you like that.
And I needed a bigger, better, badder house, exciting for YouTube. Because if you weren't a real YouTuber unless you had a mansion.
Yeah. Try drinking water from a fire hose. That was our life for a year and a half. The equivalent of that.
You blow your damn head off.
It's true, though, is it not? That's the perfect analogy.
What a good analogy.
Yeah. And when we stopped the madness and we were like, okay, we just need to get back to who we were before all of this.
You know, I want to address how I'm very two-sided, right? Okay. I seem very blah, 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 blah on the surface, right? Like, I'm just stupid. I'm outlandish. And then whenever I need to be, I can collect myself and give my honest, deep intellectual thoughts.
Yeah. Well,
from reading and stuff, you know, I read books, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then on my channel, I'm pretty goofy because I think that's how, you know, no one even wants to watch a sorry little sad little guy. So I try to mix it in. But Quentin and I have this thing because Quentin's very intelligent too. Mm-hmm. Me and him have been doing a lot of the same.
He's a smart kid.
Reading and stuff. We have a saying, TMTIM.
What's that mean?
Tard mode till it matters. So we just fuck around all day, and then whenever someone's like, I really need advice, we're like, okay, all right, listen up.
Yeah, and I'm going, as your parent, I want you to, life, newsflash, doesn't get any easier per se. And if you're at a place in your life where you can enjoy some things, especially at 18, mm-hmm. then you should do so.
I used to tell myself, like, I used to actively seek out when I was 16. I was like, okay, I need confirmation that life's going to get easier. Life's going to get better. Like, I wanted that so bad.
Yeah.
But that's not.
I say it doesn't get easier, but with reading a lot of the stuff you're reading, my mindset is already changing. You know, like,
well,
Taylor,
yeah, but it's not because you know the future is going to be better. It's because you educated yourself in the present.
I love the notion in this book that you gave me, which, God, I looked so bad in your Snapchat story yesterday. Like, no shower. It's horrible.
Nobody pays attention to that. Keep
Thank
going.
God. Anyway, okay, so where was I even going? Okay, so in that book that you gave me, I love the thought where it was that if you are constantly striving for the future and only thinking about the future and then comparing it to the past, at no point in that are you ever enjoying the now.
Yep. And then when the future comes that you're worrying about, you'd be worrying about the future then.
Yeah. And so you never ever
live right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And he also gets into I and me, right? People think I is like the intelligent one that's talking right now. And people think me is just like the borderline animal that does all its unconscious functions.
Right.
But they're connected. They're one thing. It's an illusion to think they're separate, and to combine them together to realize that is to be a whole person, a real person.
But let's talk right now to the people or the kids, the adults, whatever, who genuinely feel like they're in a nowhere situation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I grew up extremely poor. I mean, we would eat deer meat and macaroni. That was basically our diet. My parents had bought some land the year I was born, and then the land market crashed. And for my entire childhood, they owed more than what it was worth. Bankruptcy would have been their best option. But they spent my entire childhood digging out of that hole. And that meant living in an old farmhouse with holes rotted in the floor. And I mean, it was terrible. And I remember seeing them struggle so much. And I never had nice things. My grandparents would buy us decent stuff for Christmas, but that was about it. So when I got into adulthood, they had just kind of gotten their own lives straightened out financially. My dad had started selling real estate when I was in grade school and continued to farm and do real estate. And they had to continue to struggle to get to a good place. So there was no big catapulting launch for me as an adult. But my worrying about, and that's why I've always been a person that stresses about money, but in reading that stuff now, if I had read it then and realized all I have to do is a little bit better than I did yesterday and just show up and go get a job and live within my means and take little baby steps, then that's enough to succeed. We live in a country and in a world where that is possible.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, anything you set your mind to, and that's true.
It's so true. I mean, I know a lot of people listening are probably like, oh, well, you had this, you had that. I'm here to tell you, I had nothing. I had less than nothing. Your dad and I got married $40,000 in debt because of student loans and
college.
Yeah, college. That's a whole nother topic. So, And as a single parent, I live in a nice home now, and we have everything we could possibly need. And that's through a lot of hard work and I think a lot of blessings. And, you know, anyway, so it can be done, I guess, is what I'm getting at. That's my lecture from the pulpit today. I had another point, but I don't remember now what it was.
Well, let's speed it up. Back and you're back.
Okay, so we can switch it to some questions. Yeah. Tanner, are you listening?
Barely.
Tanner, why don't you post daily anymore?
I feel like we already covered that.
I think, okay. Yeah, I basically already covered that. I don't want to.
Okay, it's we'll just cut
endlessly
that
exhausting.
I don't want to.
You know, I was really thinking when we did this podcast that it would be so fun and hopefully we'll do two or three times a week, but we'll only commit to one time a week. It's hard. People do not understand how hard it is to get everybody in one room at the same time and to get the editing done and still carry on a full-time job, and Taylor's in school full-time and you do a million things. It's just...
And now make an entertaining video every single day of the week, no days off, holidays included, where you're one-upping your last one and making it more exciting and entertaining, and then you're going to wake up the next morning, relive the entire experience editing it, making sure it's hilarious as it can be for all ages, and the most jokes are going to be gotten by the most amount of people, and then it's miserable. I'd never do it again. I'll never do it again. Unless I go broke. No, I'll never do it again.
You'll live within your means in a little shack out in the middle of nowhere.
I'd rather.
Okay, here, how about this?
Tanner, what supercar or car would you be getting next? I'm interested in that.
Oh, that I can't give it away.
That was from Henry Barba.
Henry. I'm uploading a video tomorrow, Monday, where I talk about cars. Talk about what I've said and what I think, and I guess I can just say it now so that people don't have to go dig through a video. But basically, right after I crashed my car, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get another car because I love speed and it's a lot of fun. It's part of who I am. I'm not going to let a crash set me back in my pursuit of funness, right? And then I was like, a week later, I was like, well, I'll just be patient. I'll probably wait at least 6 months because there's no reason to go fish for a new car right now. And I'm not that motivated by material things. I literally have been without a car for the past 2 weeks now. And hey, everything's fine. I live in my mom's basement. But now...
Hey, I like having my spot in my garage back, if I'm being honest. Like,
yeah, but I've been, you know, a little bit bored without any of my cars. So I started thinking. I started looking on YouTube and started watching car videos. And I was just like, oh, yeah. I love cars, so I might be getting one soon.
You've got two factors, though, is living in Kansas, it's very difficult to own any kind of car like that because there's so few of them. That means there's nobody to work on them.
Yep.
Literally, nobody.
No factories, nothing.
Yeah.
It's not. So it's going to be hard.
That hurdle. And your insurance cost, my friend, after after that little doodad you pulled. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be brutal.
It's going to be funny.
It's going to be brutal. So, folks, he might be uploading more on YouTube if he wants that car. Because life happens.
I'll live in the car. Well, yeah. I'll live in your basement. I'll drive the car.
Okay, great. So that was just kind of a light topic, the supercar topic. Before we do our cliffhanging question or whatever for the next episode, I want to say thank you to all of the veterans out there. Tomorrow's Veterans Day. And
Today's Veterans Day.
Yep. Okay. Say thank you to all the veterans out there. Today's Veterans Day. And so this will be broadcast actually several days after this, but I just think that's really important. They are the reason that we are able to live the free lives that we do. And the next question. Hold on. Okay, here's the question we'll answer for next week. This is from Madeline.
Hey, Tanner, I was wondering how you dealt with your depression and anxiety on a day-to-day basis and how you overcame it.
That Well, so she wants like details kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's important to get into the big picture. I think there's so many people out there that are struggling right now because our society really just feeds that type of thing.
Yep. And I'll make a YouTube video on that soon after I go back through both of the books I've read recently, and I'm going to write down all the most important stuff, apply it to my story, and make a good old little video, I think.
Sounds like a plan. So
don't tell me I ain't working out here, Mom.
I know you're working. You're going to get that new car, and then I'm going to not have my garage space again.
Yep.
So I guess that's going to bring this to an end. Sorry if I was kind of grouchy at first, but hopefully it didn't come off that way.
No, you're good.
Okay, good. So we will see you all next time. So good night.
Good night. Sounds stellar. Good night.
Good night.